Hello, hello, welcome to Wannabe Entrepreneur, another episode. It's the 34th episode of this podcast. That's crazy how time passes, huh? Today I want to talk about multiple topics, and let's start by saying that it was a travel day. I'm still trying to live the digital nomad lifestyle. And we just arrived to our new Airbnb. We got quite lucky with this one. Very, very nice price and with an amazing sea view. And the internet situation is a little bit better than the previous one. So that's great. I think it's still not ideal, but I think we can work with this. Besides that, let's start with changes. I'm still working on the newest release. It's going slower than what I was hoping for. But I guess that, you know, when I'm coding, if I don't have a lot of time to focus on coding, it will just take a lot of time. And I think that maybe because I'm trying this digital nomad lifestyle, that my time is not very well organized. So in the beginning of the day, I'm at home, then I go to a coffee place, then I just want to go for a swim or something. So it's hard to get in this coding flow. But I think that I hope that in the future this changes. Besides that, for changes, I've been thinking a lot about the business model. You know, it's affiliates. I basically have an eco store where I showcase really cool sustainable products that will help you live a more sustainable lifestyle. And I get a percentage every time someone buys a product. So far, it's still not going great. I'm not seeing a lot of clicks, and I cannot still say if this would make a great business model for change it or not, if I can make a paycheck or maybe hire people out of this business model. But I think it's the best I got so far, and I'll continue pushing for it. And another idea that I had here for this store is to make a store, set it up in a way that Changeit users can benefit from it, from the store. So I am already in conversations with a couple of companies, and I already got some deals. So there's this company called SwapFits. They basically have a subscription model for bicycles. If you live around Germany and Netherlands, you probably have seen these bicycles. They are the ones with the blue wheel on front, and you pay subscription and you get a bicycle just for yourself, and they take care of the maintenance and so on. And we get a code, so if you register using a Changeit code, you get the registration for free. So I think you save 20 bucks or so. So that's already really cool. And I also got an email back from another German company, from a German company, because SwapFits I think is from Netherlands, from a German company called The Good Run, that sells running shoes and material and so on, and they also gave us a code. So if you use this code, you also get 10% discount on their products. So that's great, because now Changeit users have another reason to use our store, and it's just, you know, increasing the USPs, the unique selling points of our app. So that's really great, and I think that I can do this with other companies all over the markets where we are at the moment. So I think that's a great idea. Besides that, today I tried out something crazy. I also have a way. So normally our notifications are personalized. So depending on the actions you have ticked in the country where you are, you will get different notifications. But I have a feature that I can send one global notification, and sometimes I play with it. And today I decided to appeal for the community sense of Changeit. And there's a tweet from Dan Jorgensen. He's the climate minister of Denmark, and he has a podcast which is amazing. I think he's doing really, really great for our planet, and I really admire him, and I listen to every episode of his podcast. And I decided to send a notification to every user on Changeit saying, let's go to this tweet, Dan Jorgensen tweet, and let's just say that he's doing great work and support him. I think it would be a great idea, and it's great to kind of analyze if I'm creating a community or not for Changeit. Maybe this is something that I can do more often. But so far, I'm not having a lot of responses. So I got two users actually going there and supporting, which is great, better than nothing. But yeah, that's it so far. So let's see if we get a little bit more or not. And yeah, let's see if this is an idea worth pursuing or not. Besides that, that's it for Change It. I've been also thinking a lot about this podcast because I'm really having a lot of fun doing it, and I'm getting good feedback from the listeners so far. So immediately my entrepreneur mindset kicks in, and I'm starting to think, how can I maybe make money out of it? Because again, and now every project that I'm focusing time on, I'm always thinking how I can make money, because this is kind of, yeah, my paycheck, right? So I'm unemployed, I'm trying to live out of my side projects. So I'm trying to think, okay, is there a way for me to make money? I really don't want to do ads, advertisement, because I really appreciate your time, and I don't want to, you know, just have your time to sell you ads and companies that maybe do not believe in. So some ideas that I've been thinking are around the sponsor, the Patreon. If you don't know what a Patreon is, basically it's kind of a website where people that have podcasts and content creators basically can create an account, and then their listeners can go there and support them with, let's say, €2 monthly fee or something like this. And then normally they get access to specific contents that only patrons can have access to. And that's maybe a possibility. Another idea that I had was to implement a pay what you think is worth model, where basically if you're a listener of this podcast and you like what I'm doing and you want to support it, you can just go maybe to my website and like give me whatever you think this podcast is worth. And I think this is actually a great idea. I think this is totally fair. Of course, that if I cannot make this forever without making money, right? This is my job. So if the users and the listeners like a certain podcast or a certain video or something, I think it's more than fair to support it. So this is something that I would also do for, and I'm doing actually for other podcasts. So maybe this is something that would make sense to create such a model. I'm not expecting to get a full paycheck out of this, but I think that in the end, my paycheck will be a combination of multiple projects and multiple income sources. So yeah, let me know what you think. Let me know if you think that this is, if you as a listener would support me maybe with such a model, or if you just want to get this podcast for free, which is also totally fine. I'm just trying to analyze multiple ideas here. So yeah, just, you can follow me on TiagoRBF on Twitter. I'll just leave it on the description of this episode. And just, yeah, shoot me a message and let me know if this would make sense for you or not. Another idea, by the way, that a friend of mine gave me was to use affiliates again, because sometimes I speak about certain books or maybe some tools or software. So I could also have some kind of store where the listeners that wanted to buy a certain book that I recommended or something, they would just buy it and I'll get a percentage out of it. So that's another idea that I've been cooking. But yeah, maybe again, a combination of these two ideas could be a good way. Yeah, let me know what you think. Thank you so much for listening, and see you tomorrow.